Jeannie Weiner spent 35 years as a criminal defense attorney and has recently become a writer. She's recently published her first book, The Furthest City Light, published by Bella Books. And there will be a reading on Wednesday, February 6th at the Boulder Bookstore. That's at 7:30. And also Thursday, February 28th at the Tattered Cover Lodo. That's downtown at 1628 16th Street. So welcome to KGNU, Jeannie.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us about this book. What made you write it? It brought together some aspects of your life, some experiences. Why did you want to write this?
Well, I've been thinking about that in anticipation of this interview. And I would say that I have lived a long and interesting life, but there are or have been some experiences that profoundly affected me that I really wanted to write about. And one of those was being a public defender for 5 years in Jefferson County. And the other one was, and that was in the early 80s, and then going to Nicaragua twice in the 80s, in 1985 and again in 1987. And I really wanted to write about what it felt like to be a public defender and also what it felt like to be in Nicaragua during that time.
And was this something where you really felt like you wanted to express certain things? It was kind of a desire to transmit that and put it into an artistic form, such as a novel?
Well, I would say, again, that those two experiences had a profound impact on my life. And I guess I could even say that they radically changed my life. They changed the way that I saw the world, not necessarily for the better. They cemented my commitment to human rights. And they affected my health also, not necessarily for the better. But it had such a huge impact that I thought for years that I really wanted to write about it. And I waited about 15 years so that I would have some distance from the two experiences. But then I wanted to put them both into a novel, which I did when I wrote The Furthest City Light.
And talk about the experience in Nicaragua. That was a difficult period of time.
Yes. During the 80s, life in Nicaragua was really, really tough for the people who lived there. That was a time when the Reagan administration was funding the counter-revolutionaries and making everyone's life in Nicaragua really miserable. And a lot of people like myself, who I affectionately and kindly call liberal do-gooders, went down there in support of the Sandinista revolution. And, you know, with some of us were more helpful probably than others, but I wrote about what it felt like for me to be there. And it was a very tough time, and it really did affect probably the rest of my life when I think about it.
A lot of times when people maybe become writers later in life, sometimes the results are kind of uneven at times. And I have to say, I really, really liked this book. It was really, really well written. Did you study? Did you work? How did you sort of make that transition from doing one kind of work, which is very specific, being a defense lawyer, and into producing something that is artistic?
That's a great question. I've had a number of passions in my life, but one of them, which began at around the age of 7, was to become a writer. And I produced my first book of poetry called Poems from Goldie's Junkyard when I was 7. And my main influences back then were the Three Stooges. But I'd wanted to be a writer all my life. And while I was a criminal defense attorney, as I got older, I began taking more and more time off from lawyering and taking sabbaticals where I started working on, actually I wrote another novel before this one, which shall remain under my bed forever. But then I started working on this one, and it probably took me, because I had to keep taking breaks to be a lawyer, it probably took me about 10 years to go through 4 drafts to make it the way I really liked it. And I also worked with a fabulous freelance editor named Alan Rinsler, who really helped make the book a page-turner.
Would you like to read, we don't have a lot of time, but read a short segment from the book?
Well, I was thinking today about that on some level the book is not only about a public defender and about being in Nicaragua, but it's also kind of a spiritual journey that the heroine takes, where she ends up learning to accept the world as it is and not as she wishes it would be, and how she comes to make peace basically with the world around her. And I would say, by the way, that in real life, because there's a big, huge difference between art and life, it took me a lot longer to catch up to my heroine as far as making that same kind of peace in my own life. But my heroine, because this is a novel, she comes to certain conclusions about the nature of reality and the human condition a lot faster than I ultimately did. But towards the end of the book, she gets very sick, and as she's starting to recover, she's thinking about being sick and then about getting better. And she's been in Nicaragua for about 6 weeks, and she says that despite all of the above, I felt strangely content. When my fever broke for the last time, something else had broken too. My longtime alliance with righteous sadness. I wasn't singing in the rain, but I wasn't railing against it either. Like everyone around me, I didn't approve of the way things were, but I no longer resisted them. For one thing, it took too much energy. For weeks, I'd wondered how Sonia and her fellow Managuans did it, how they persevered, how they walked the line between ridiculous optimism and deadly despair. Now I understood. And, now that I understood, it was simple, hopeful resignation, a state of mind in which you mostly focused on the present and hoped that things might improve sometime in the distant future. In the meantime, you lived, you helped your friends, they helped you, you went to parties, drank rum, and danced. And, if you were so inclined, you prayed. That was it. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you will die. Until I'd spent 6 weeks in Nicaragua, it had seemed like the most counterintuitive advice in the history of the world. In fact, though, it was the only sane response to the human condition.
And that was Jeannie Weiner reading from The Furthest City Light. She'll be reading on February 6th at the Boulder Bookstore at 7:30 and on February 28th at the Tattered Cover Lodo downtown at 7:30. And a website for more information, Jeannie?
Please visit my website. There's some really cool pictures there, if nothing else. And that's www.jeannieweiner.com. And it's spelled JeannieWiner.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And for Metro, this is Elena.